सॉरी कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 23। श्री शुक उवाच जितासनो जितास्वासो जितसंघो जितेन्द्रियः स्थूले भगवतो रूपे मना संधारये दिया जितासनो जितस्वासो जितसंघो जितेन्द्रियः स्थूले भगवतो रूपे मना संधारये दिया जितासनो जितास्वासो जितसंघो जितेन्द्रियः स्थूले भगवतो रूपे मना संधारये दिया। श्री शुक उवाच जितासनो जितस्वासो जितसंग जितेन्द्रियः भगवतो रूपे मनसंधारय दिया। श्री शुक उवाच जितासनो जितस्वासो जितसंगो जितेन्द्रियः भगवतो रूपे संधारये धिया। माताजी श्री शुक उवाच जितसंगो जितास्वासो जितसंगो जितेन्द्रियः भगवतो रूपे मना संधारये धिया। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। श्री शुक उवाच सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड जितासन कंट्रोल्ड सिटिंग पोस्चर जितस्वास कंट्रोल्ड ब्रीदिंग प्रोसेस जितसंग कंट्रोल्ड असोसिएशन जितेन्द्रिय कंट्रोल्ड सेंसेस स्थूले इन द ग्रॉस मैटर भागवतः अंटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड रूपे इन द फीचर ऑफ मनः द माइंड संधारयेत मस्ट अप्लाई धिया बाय इंटेलिजेंस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद। सुखदेव गोस्वामी आंसर्ड वन शुड कंट्रोल द सिटिंग पोस्चर रेगुलेट द ब्रीदिंग प्रोसेस बाय द योगिक प्राणायाम एंड दस कंट्रोल द माइंड एंड सेंसेस एंड विथ इंटेलिजेंस अप्लाई द माइंड टू द ग्रॉस पोटेंसेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड विद इन ब्रैकेट कॉल्ड द विराट रूप। परपोर्ट द मटेरियली एब्जॉर्ब माइंड of the conditioned soul does not allow him to transcend the limit of the bodily conception of self, and thus the yoga system for meditation within bracket controlling the sitting posture and breathing process and the fixing the mind upon the supreme bracket over is prescribed in order to mold the character of the gross materialist. Unless such materialist are able to cleanse the materially absorbed mind, it is impossible for them to concentrate upon thoughts of transcendence. And to do so, one may fix one's mind on the gross material or external feature of the Lord. The different parts of the gigantic form of the Lord are described in the following verses. The materialistic man are very anxious to have some mystic powers as a result of such a controlling process. But the real purpose of yogic regulation is to eradicate the accumulated dirty things like lust, anger, avarice, and all such material contaminations. If the mystic yogi is diverted to the, if the mystic yogi is diverted by the accompanying feats of mystic control, then his mission of yogic success is a failure, because the ultimate aim is God realization. He is therefore recommended to fix his gross materialistic mind by the different conception and thus realize the potency of the Lord. As soon as the potencies are understood to be instrumental manifestation of the transcendence, one automatically advances to the next step, and gradually the stage of full realization becomes possible for him. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savadetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Chakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We welcome you all to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Before I start, I would like to seek the blessings of my senior God brothers sitting here and also maybe listening online. I sincerely beg their blessings so that whatever I speak is beneficial to all of you, and of course beneficial to me as well. And I'm very grateful to the temple authorities for giving me this opportunity despite my disqualification. I'm very grateful to them, because this really helps me to study forcibly, because I am not a self-motivated person who can pick up Bhagavatam and start reading and have that interest. But when you've been forced that you have to sit on Vyasasana and speak, then definitely to do the justice, you try your best to prepare. So of course I have tried my best to whatever I can. So I met Prabhuji. I will not mention name, because you know sometimes mentioning name becomes problematic and controversial. So I asked him, Prabhuji, please pray for me. That please pray. I did not say pray for me. I said please pray. I said yeah, of course, don't worry, everything will be all right, and anyways you have been giving classes, so it should be fine, Prabhuji. I said, you don't pray for me, pray for the audience, because the audience really need to be benefited from this. So anyways, all things apart, coming to this today's verse, and I'll read the translation one more time. Sukhdev Goswami answered, one should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayama, and thus control the mind and senses. And with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord called the Virat Rupa. So previous speakers have done so much justice to this particular chapter, which is the first step, the chapter entitled First Step in God Realization. So there are wonderful classes started from Vishwaroop Prabhu on Sunday, really helping us to understand that the Krishna's pastimes in Braj is the, it can be understood only through love, not by your intelligence or by your own philosophical speculations and things like that. So it's a wonderful revelation followed by multiple speakers. Hare Krishna Prabhu gave a wonderful class on, like, you know, how Sukhdev Goswami was so sensitive that, like, you know, the audience was like, you know, knowing all the six different philosophies, and they are coming from that lineage of all these six different philosophies. So he wanted to make sure that, like, you know, everyone is being catered to. So that's a sensitivity of the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Sukhdev Goswami. So he very wonderfully spoke and also explained very wonderfully about, like, you know, how this impersonal aspect is ultimately leads them to the personal realization of the Lord. And then yesterday, very wonderfully explained, like, you know, about how this impersonalism is so so dry. You know, it's like a very wonderful example given was, like, you know, licking the honey bottle right from outside. You will never taste the, like, you know, honey for sure. So those are the wonderful speakers who have really done a justice. So I'll also try my best, whatever I can. So many times I get very fascinated by how Srila Prabhupada writes purport. It's really amazing, and the kind of words that he uses is I'm sure any new person must be, like, you know, trying to reading it for the first time, and he may be like, you know, wondering what all this means. Like, you know, specifically, like, you know, I was just very first line, if you see, right, very loaded, the materially absorbed mind of the conditioned soul does not allow him to transcend the limit of the bodily conception of life. So just imagine if somebody who has not been exposed to Krishna consciousness and reading this for the first time, right, this materially absorbed mind, conditioned soul, transcend bodily concept of life is such an amazing words, right? So the first word, materially absorbed mind, what does that mean? That means that person is so absorbed in the matter that he cannot or she cannot think anything beyond matter, isn't it? And that's why in Srimad Bhagavatam there is a verse comes, it talks about that how a man like dogs, hogs, asses and camel, how they praise the other man's having the better quality of this. Sometimes Srimad Bhagavatam becomes very heavy, but, like, you know, tells the truth very openly. So I was hearing one class of a very renowned sannyasi, and very beautifully explained that this particular verse, right, or text talks about that the dogs, hogs, the asses and the camels, how they praises others. So I was just wondering, how is that possible? So it's nothing but, like, you know, talking about our human form of life. If you are materially absorbed, then that is what exactly we do. A dog praises other dog, which is bigger in size and, like, you know, having a sharp teeth, right? So I'm sure that dog must be praising the other dog. But unfortunately, we do not understand, because whenever the dog barks, we feel ki wo jhagda kar raha hai, you know, ya to gusse mein hai. But we don't understand the language, right? Because the poor guy must be trying to praise somebody, the other dog. Like, you know, I don't know whether you have noticed or not, but the street dogs, whatever we have, our, sometimes we call desi as a, like, you know, we call it as a little low thing. I don't know why, but that's not right according to me. Always we focus on the imported thing, right? That must be really nice. So anyways, our local dogs, when they see all these pet dogs, right, having the raincoat and all this, like, you know, very groomed from the beauty parlor, they are walking and they bark at them, right? So we wonder that, like, you know, ye jhagda kar raha hai iska sath, to ye kuch hai, maybe he must be glorifying, wow, you're looking so nice, and where are you coming from, and, like, you know, which country you are from and things like that. Like, you know, how we see the foreigners, right? We get very excited and do this. So probably these dogs also must be doing that, and that the person who is carrying a dog, like, you know, having a stick and trying to shoo that dog away, but not realizing that there's a wonderful exchange probably happening, right? So similarly, we are also trying to, like, you know, do the same thing when we see somebody more accomplished, try to glorify them and things like that. Similarly, the hogs, like, you know, maybe what they do, like, you know, they eat stool, but, like, you know, somebody has a capacity to eat more stool, like, you know, they may be glorifying one dog, one hog glorifies the other hog, saying that, wow, what a capacity this hog has, you know. We can't go so much graphic into that, right? Being here, but that's definitely something probably we also emulate. The third is S, is the donkey, right? Seeing the other donkey who can carry the more load and the foaming at the mouth and, like, you know, still struggling and going ahead, must be glorifying that ass, saying, wow, such an ass, yaar, kya hai yaar, iska capacity, jabardast. Similarly, we also feel, yaar, main to 4 ghanta kaam kiya to thak jata hu, aur ye aadmi yaar 12 ghanta kaam karta hai, no wonder he deserves promotion, you know, he deserves promotion. And finally, the camel, what do the camel enjoy? The camel actually chews the thorn, like, you know, all these the bushes which are having the thorns, they actually chew on it, and they really enjoy that. But they don't realize, they enjoy that the taste is coming is because of the thorns are actually pricking on their tongue, and that blood is actually, they are tasting their own blood, and they're enjoying that. So the one camel glorifies the other camel who has the capacity to eat more thorns. Right? So similarly, we are also doing the same thing if you are materially absorbed. If you are completely absorbed into the matter, we do glorify other person who is really doing better than us. Like this dogs, hogs, asses and camel. And by doing that, we are absolutely wasting our life, right? Absolutely. And not realizing what's happening with us. And the second word Srila Prabhupada uses here is a conditioned soul. What that conditioned soul means is about conditioning, right? And is this conditioning is only of this lifetime? As they say, the old habit die hard, right? So these habits or the conditioning that we have is not just of this lifetime. It's the many, many lifetimes that we have lived, and we have acquired these habits. So can you imagine to break through that is so difficult. It's so difficult. So that's why these two words were, like, you know, very important in this purport, according to me, is, like, you know, materially absorbed mind and the conditioned soul. So we really, really need to understand that how do we break through this conditioning, and we will see further that how these things are actually happening. So now Srila Prabhupada himself beautifully explains in the purport that one who is materially absorbed, right, and having a being a conditioned soul, how they will understand or how they will transcend the bodily conception of life? Not possible, right? If you tell somebody that please worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that person may say, like, you know, I have understood the personality development classes. What is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is this? So people are at that level, and if you try to teach them the highest goal of life, which is Krishna Prem, is not possible. That is why Srila Prabhupada is recommending, and even Sukadeva Goswami is recommending, for such people who are materially absorbed, what do they need to do? First, they need to do something on the bodily platform, right? And that is why all this Ashtanga Yoga is to start with the bodily activities, right? You do the asanas, right? You like, you know, control your breathing. So first of all, in fact, we have to make ourselves aware that we do breathe. Otherwise, when we are breathing, we are not even realizing that we are breathing. Right? So through this, we have to make others aware that, you know, we have to slow them down. Right? One is, like, you know, going at the speed of 100, 150. We have to slow them down to actually observe what is happening. Have you observed when you are going so fast in the car, maybe at the speed of 80 or 100, you may see the scenery, it's looking very nice, right? But try and do this. Same road which you are traveling by a car at the speed of 80 or 100, try to travel the same road by a motorbike, little slower, then you'll start observing more things. Slow down a bit, go by a bicycle, little slower speed, and you'll start observing many more things. And start walking, and you will observe the things. You may wonder, wow, such things exist on this road. I've been going on this road for past 20 years, but I have never noticed. So similarly, this yoga process actually helps people to slow down in their life, where they're going at a great speed because they want to achieve so many things in the life. They want to have the best cars, they want to have the best bungalows, they want to have the best partner. In that, they're running. But when the only through this yoga process, we can ask them to slow down. And as it is said, the devotee is the most intelligent species on this planet, or maybe the entire creation in one sense. So what do they do? Because if they go and give a mala to somebody, it's not going to be possible. So nowadays, what has happened is devotees are also very expert. They actually tie up with the yoga studios. And actually we have done. When we were, I don't call it as a land of opportunity or anything, but I do call for myself as the most opportunist land, because that's where I got Krishna. So in US, it was very difficult to preach others, anybody, specifically the people who are the locals there, right? They, first of all, Krishna is the foreign thing for them, right? They have never heard name Krishna. So how do we even talk to them and do something, right? So we actually tie up with the yoga studios there. And then whoever is coming to that yoga studio, we actually put that the science of yoga. So in that we start speaking about Bhagavad Gita, and like that, we actually bring them to the next level. Because at least they have taken that first step to slow down. And after that, doing that practice of the yoga, they actually start listening what somebody has to say about Bhakti Yoga. Right? Otherwise, it's not possible. And that's why you see, even in our Govardhan Eco Village, right? The primary thing what we see over there is yoga. Of course, the primary purpose of that is Vrindavan. But because of the materially absorbed mind and this conditioned soul, they cannot appreciate that. So for them to at least come to that place, agar leke jana hai kisi ko, to wahan tak to aana chahiye na. Jaise abhi ghode ko, we say we can take the horse to the pond, but we cannot make it drink, right? Par horse ko pond tak to leke jana padega na. So these yoga processes are this pond where at least some thirsty people will come, and then finally you give them the most ambrosial water of Krishna Prem or Krishna Bhakti. So this is very, very important. And then many a times we see, even including myself, I feel sometimes we hear the name, but we don't connect the dots. So I'm sure many people, when they hear yoga, do they really understand what this yoga means? The literal meaning of yoga is to connect, and not just connect with the Supreme. That's what the yoga means. And the similar thing happened actually, that because we are so caught up in our own egoistic pursuits that we don't realize that what this particular thing means. So there was one sannyasi was in the, of course he was in, if I'm not mistaken, he was in Pittsburgh or some area where he used to preach into the colleges. So of course, as I said, when you talk about Krishna consciousness, not many can come, right? So Maharaj was explaining that when I used to preach, there were hardly, he used to sit in that park, in that college, there was a small park. He used to sit there and he used to have his harmonium and he used to chant Hare Krishna there. And then a few of the people used to come and join him and like that. So four or five people used to come hardly. So one day, one evangelist walked by and he heard Maharaj singing about Hare Krishna mantra. And he said, you worship Krishna? He's a false god. He's a Satan. Why you are worshipping him? Worship Jesus and perfect your life. And Maharaj, was patiently listening. And he says, do you know if you worship him, you'll go to hell? This and that, he was going on and on. And when this thing started, because he was shouting at the top of his voice, and everyone around, it's a college, right? So in that campus, everyone heard that big, like, you know, fight going on or something, and everyone is interested in what's going on, right? That's why we see, like, you know, if थोड़ा सा भी झगड़ा हो गया तो बाकी के लोग अपना काम छोड़ के क्या हो क्या रहा है, लाइक यू नो एवरीवन इज क्यूरियस क्या चल रहा है, राइट? सो लाइक दैट इन दिस पर्टिकुलर थिंग, सो एवरीवन थॉट लाइक यू नो द बिग फाइट इज गोइंग टू हैपन एंड मजा आएगा, चलो. सो एवरीवन गैदर्ड अराउंड. सो प्रैक्टिकली 100-200 ऑलमोस्ट 250 स्टूडेंट्स गैदर्ड अराउंड दैट डिबेट विच वॉज गोइंग ऑन, एंड दिस पर्सन वॉज लाइक यू नो रियली हैवी ऑन महाराज, दैट यू आर गोइंग टू गो टू हेल, यू आर कास्टिंग टू द हेल फॉर एवर, you are worshiping a false god, you are worshiping Satan, this, that, and everyone was like, you know, wondering what this person is going to reply now, person who is in saffron. So after all these things, Maharaj said, you are done or you have any more things to say? Says, I am done. What do you have to say? So Maharaj humbly asked him, do you know what Krishna means? So of course, he did not know what Krishna means, right? So he said, okay, tell me what Krishna means. So Maharaj says, Krishna means all attractive. Is your God all attractive? He says, yes, my Christian God is all attractive. And Krishna also means one who possesses all six opulences. Is your God all wealthy? He said, yes, my Christian God is all wealthy. Is your God all beautiful? Yes, my Christian God is all beautiful. Is your God all famous? Yes, my Christian God is all famous. He's all he has all strength? Yes. After having all these things, is he renounced? Yes. So you are worshipping the same God that I worship, Krishna. So do you call anything different? So then this person was literally got the message that, wow, if my God has all these things and if he is referring to that God as Krishna, then he said Hare Krishna. And everyone was so amazed. And after that, Maharaj led the kirtan and all these 200-250 students danced in ecstasy. So many a times, what I was trying to make a point is we do not understand what it means. Krishna is not some sectarian name. Is the beautiful name of God, which means all attractive. That's what it means, right? And now here, the theme that is being talked about is mind, right? So this yoga process, Srila Prabhupada also explains, the purpose of this yoga process is to control the mind or to cleanse the mind, right? But many a times, what people think that whatever the benefits I get, I want to use it for my material purpose. Right? So that's why many a times we see that people perform yoga for a better health. Even sometimes people say that, like, you know, they perform yoga for a better sex life. Can you imagine? It's such a gross form of, like, you know, the misuse of such a divine process of yoga. Right? And then finally, if somebody who is really great in doing yoga, like, you know, finally they get the mystic powers and they get completely distracted. And they become unsuccessful, as being suggested by Srila Prabhupada in this purport. So I was wondering that if you see all the religions, right? The basic understanding, what understanding they have is by performing this, what you will get? You will get a better sense gratification. Swarg lok mein aisa kaha gaya hai ki nahin udhar jaake seva karoge? स्वर्ग में क्या कहा गया है? यू विल एंजॉय, इजंट इट? एंड देन अदर रिलीजन्स, अब्राहमिक रिलीजन्स, लाइक यू नो यू गो टू हेवन, इट्स सच अ नाइस थिंग. जन्नत में सो मेनी थिंग्स, लाइक यू नो विच इज बीइंग बैंड हियर, यू एंजॉय देयर, इजंट इट? सो आई वॉज वंडरिंग दैट परफॉर्मिंग दिस पायस एक्टिविटीज बाय फॉलोइंग योर रिस्पेक्टिव रिलीजन, वॉट यू आर ट्राइंग टू अचीव? The higher magnitude of sense gratification. It is such an unfortunate thing. Isn't it? And that is why Srila Prabhupada always was so clear that the goal of life is Krishna Prem. And he time and again like, you know, hammer that we are das, 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 anudas. Jivere swarupai Krishnere nitya das. And that is why when we get diksha, we also get name. But along with that, the most important thing, as Maharaj explains, the most important thing in your name is das. And that's a funny thing happened. It's actually happened. And once some brahmachari may have met somebody and, like, you know, he may be calling himself Das. So he thought that his surname is Das. And, you know, somebody entered and he says, I want to meet Mr. Das. So one brahmachari said, here everyone is Das. Which Das you want to meet? So luckily he remembered the name and, like, you know, able to meet that person. Right? So that Das is very, very important. And Srila Prabhupada time and again emphasizes that. So now, the yogis, they mistake this process to achieve the mystic powers, not realizing that this process is to clean the mind, to control the mind. So how many of us want to control the mind and clean the mind? All of us, right? It is very, very troublesome. I can honestly share, like, you know, the mind is such a thing. Like, you know, I was chanting prayers, right? Om Agyana Timirandhas. And then the mind is racing. Okay, I have to remember this point. What is the next sloka will come? Like, I'm nervous. This happening. Oh, the other thing has to happen. Oh, this. And I'm sure when you're listening to this, there are so many things going in your mind. Arey yaar, iske baad ye karna hai. Prabhuji, jaldi class khatam kare to achha hai. I can catch that train. Oh, ho jayega, ye ho jayega. There are so many things going in your mind. Right? So you can imagine the mind is so difficult to mind it, right? That's why it says, mind your mind. Very difficult. And not just we are saying, I'm sure. Is it easy to control the mind? Anybody here who can say that, like, you know, it's very easy to control the mind? No, right? It's very difficult. And who is our guru in telling us that the mind is very difficult to control? Arjuna. Arjuna himself said in Bhagavad Gita that, dear Lord, to control the mind is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. Is anybody here experienced the cyclone or hurricane or anything like that? Anybody has experienced that? Probably not, because one has to experience that to understand what that raging wind is all about. The only thing, despite of so much of scientific advancement, we just tell people that remain in home. Shut your doors and windows and be safe. And recently, cyclone had come in Gujarat, in Jamnagar. So much of destruction, right? Before the landfall has to happen, there was a big sirens and warning going on. You know, that remain in home, do not come out of your home, and things like that. And then the press reporters were, like, you know, trying to capture the, like, you know, the whole event and take some videos and stuff like that, so that they get... like, you know, more brownie points and more viewers for the news channel and things like that. And while they were doing that, their utter surprise, they found two gentlemen riding on the bike and going somewhere. And they stopped them. Where you are going? Do you know that there is a 144 law is also applied, and like, you know, you should not be going out at this point in time while anytime the landfall can happen for this cyclone. He said, "Wo to aata rehta hai, par." Bahut important kaam hai. So then these press reporters were confused. Kya ho gaya? Kuch, somebody is admitted in hospital. What is that important work that you have? Nahi, hospital mein to koi nahi hai. Wo idhar ek aam ka vakhar hai. Idhar, you know, aam wala hai. Udhar se aam kharidna hai humko. So this press reporter was confused. Yaar, you are going to buy an aam at the cost of your life? So you can imagine the kind of senses which is so powerful. Like, you know, which can really make you go crazy just to buy arm. You can, like, you know, completely stake your life for that. So this raging wind is so difficult. So he's saying the mind is even more difficult than controlling this wind. That means Arjuna may have some powers to control the wind, isn't it? Otherwise, why would he say that? So you can imagine the mind is so powerful. It is so difficult to control. And Lord Krishna also confirms in Bhagavad Gita that once mind is not controlled, it's very difficult to progress on the spiritual path. Very difficult. And once mind is degraded, or rather when mind is uncontrolled, it actually degrades oneself completely. And that's why it is said, if it is controlled, then the mind becomes your best friend. And if it is not controlled, the mind is your worst enemy. So much about mind, isn't it? And we all have mind, isn't it? We all. And the mind is called, if it is uncontrolled, and I think all of us unanimously agreed that, like, you know, our mind is uncontrolled. So that means current mind, that what we have, is nothing but our enemy, isn't it? Our current mind, what we have, is not our friend. He's an enemy, right? Now that enemy is wonderfully living with us and guiding us, our enemy, and we are very nicely accepting all the orders of our mind and following that enemy and not following our friend, right? It's our enemy and we are following it. So what that actually mind is? So I was thinking, the mind is nothing but like a crystal clear water, actually. It's a crystal clear water. But the problem is that crystal clear water has been mixed with these six bright colors. What are those six bright colors? It's nothing but our six anarthas. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. So these six colors, can you imagine? Try to do that experiment when you go home. It will really give you a graphic understanding of what this mind is all about. And mix that, and what kind of combination it can give is amazing. Sometimes your red color is more, put red color is more. Sometimes put the blue color more and put the other color less. So all these things that we have, lust, anger, envy, pride, illusion, is in a different shades and different forms and different magnitude that makes us go crazy. And that's what that mind is all about now. It's not still crystal clear mind. It's a mind mixed with all these six colors. So why these six colors? Where it come from? It comes from a very simple thing. We all did that one big mistake, and we all try to solve that puzzle, and that's where you are stuck. You know, they said the group of people were going on a cruise and wonderfully enjoying the sea, and they're all friends, right? You know, 20 odd friends, like, you know, going in that boat and enjoying it. And then, like, you know, jaise dost log jaate hain to kuch na kuch masti chalta hai, right? So then one person was standing there and one crazy guy threw that person into the ocean. Piche se kisi ne dhakka maar diya. To abhi ye banda, that person fell into the ocean. And of course, it's not a fun thing to be in ocean, right? Because, like, you know, there are sharks and many other things which can be very life-threatening. So now, this, all the other friends say, yaar, aisa kaise ho gaya, chalo isko nikalte hain bahar. So they throw the rope. And then, like, you know, this person is saying, please catch the rope. Said, no, I will not catch the rope. Said, why? Pehle batao mujhe dhakka kisne mara. So bola, baba, pehle pakad to le, upar aja, baad mein dekhte hain ki dhakka kisne mara. So similarly, we are also in this material world and asking that question, why the hell I am in the material world? Somebody is giving you the rope of spiritual life to get out of the material world. But what we say, pehle batao mere ko ki bhai, jab tak main satisfy nahi hunga, jab tak shakshat bhagwan aake nahi batayenge mujhe ki bhai ye material world mein main kyun aaya, main nahi manunga. And I will not take up the spiritual life. That is what the problem we have. So what we need to do is, we have to take that rope, come up, and then everything will be revealed. Everything will be revealed. So that's why it is very important to take on to the process. So all these things is coming, why? That's what I'm trying to come to the point, right? All these six anarthas, why they are there? Because we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. We want to enjoy separately from Krishna. And that is why these things are there. Otherwise, no problem. We were happy in the spiritual world, serving Lord Krishna very beautifully, and at the same time having the full satisfaction and the enjoyment by being enjoyed by Krishna. But we thought, I want to enjoy myself. Why Krishna is enjoying like this? I also want to enjoy. Krishna is such a merciful Lord that he says, okay, here you go. You become the Ishwara of this world. You become the Ishwara of your family. You become the maintainer, proprietor, and controller of your family. And we try to do that, we are absolutely frustrated. Absolutely frustrated. But nonetheless, hope against hope. As they say, I think Shankaracharya said, right? Even like, you know, the hairs are gone, the teeth are gone. But the asha that I still can enjoy or I will enjoy never goes away. And that becomes the cause of our next life. Once Radha Gopinath very beautifully said, whenever you say, I wish I have this, I wish I can do this, you are actually sowing the seed of your next life. So like that, all this anarthas is actually becomes the impetus for us to enjoy in this world. And that is why we work like those dogs, hogs, asses and camel to achieve higher and higher things. Not knowing that we are killing our own self. We are destroying our own life by getting into all these things. I was talking to Mukund Prabhu and he said one very nice thing. You know, many times we talk about the Shreyas and Prayas, right? The ultimate good and the immediate good, right? Or the ultimate benefit and the immediate benefit. So many a times for the ultimate benefit, you have to tolerate a lot of stuff, right? But you know, at the end, you're going to get something wonderful, right? So he gave a very nice example. He said, agar aapko koi bolega, ki like, you know, you have to walk from, from this temple to Borivali. You know, and you will get $5 million. $5 million you will get. You have to only walk from here to Borivali. I'm sure there are many who had walked for Siddhi Vinayak, right? From their Virar also, there are many people who come walking barefoot to pray to Ganeshji, not to give them bhakti, but give a shakti to find more money and find matches and everything else, right? So they come there and do this. So here is the deal. If you're going to get $5 million, if you walk from here to Borivali station, right? So you may be walking on the path, right? And on that path, there are so many different things can happen, right? Koi aake tumhara mobile chori kar lega, koi aake tumhara batwa chori kar lega. Then, while walking that path, right? Let's say agar aapka batwa chori ho gaya, uske andar samjho 50 rupaye the. तो आप क्या करोगे अरे यार मेरा 50 रुपया चला गया मैं पुलिस स्टेशन जाऊंगा आई वांट टू कंप्लेन एंड ऑल दोस थिंग्स व्हाट डू यू कॉल दैट पर्सन फूलिश अरे वो 50 रुपया जाने दे कंटिन्यू वॉकिंग यार इफ यू रीच इन टाइम यू योर $5 million इज वेटिंग फॉर यू राइट बट वी आर वरीड अबाउट दैट 50 rupees कैन यू इमेजिन व्हाट डू यू कॉल दैट पर्सन आई डोंट टू नेम इट That is what this Shreyas and Prayas is all about. We are always after our immediate benefits. Abhi kya milega? Immediate gratification. Immediate. It's such an unfortunate thing. So while doing this, while living in this world, we may feel that, yeah, I am free, I can do my stuff, I'm in control and things like that. But I must tell you that, sorry. You are under illusion. There are only two things. Either you are dictated by Maya or you are dictated by Krishna. There is no in between. Percentage may vary. For people like me, 99.99, I am dictated by Maya. Maybe 0.00001%. Kabhi aise laga ki, achhe se chanting karte hain. Chanting to karte hain, par achhe se chanting karte hain. तभी जाके वो 0.0001% दैट मीन्स कृष्णा इज ट्राइंग टू डिक्टेट एंड एटलीस्ट आई एम ट्राइंग टू लिसन व्हाट कृष्णा इज डिक्टेटिंग ऑल द टाइम बट डू वी हैव द इयर्स टू लिसन टू व्हाट कृष्णा इज सेइंग बट अवर इयर्स आर वेरी ईगर टू लिसन राइट व्हेन गॉसिप्स आर हैपनिंग इवन दो यू आर डूइंग सो नाइस थिंग लाइक यू नो यू आर इन ऑफिस सम वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्क दैट यू हैव टू डू राइट बट बाजू में आके दो जन बात कर रहे हैं किसी के बारे में तुम्हारा ध्यान ही नहीं लग रहा है कितना भी इंपॉर्टेंट काम रहने दो अरे यार क्या चल के रहा है अरे इसका ऐसा हो गया अरे यार हाँ ओ माय गॉड एंड देन यू नो फाइनली वर्क छोड़ के यार मेरे को भी बताओ यार आई रियली वांट टू नो द होल थिंग क्या क्या स्कैंडल है दैट्स व्हाट माया इज ऑल अबाउट वी आर ऑलवेज वांटिंग टू हियर something about others, which is not doing any good for us, right? So we are either dictated by Maya or Krishna. So this material world is nothing but a big stage where drama is going on. It's an amazing big stage. The stage is as big as Earth planet. We see the drama in Birla Matroshi, right? That stage is only that much. But the current drama that we are in, and we are all acting, including myself speaking right now, is also acting. We are all acting in this big stage, which is as big as Earth planet. And who is the director of this drama? Maya Devi. Under the direction of Krishna, for sure. Krishna is the ultimate director. But right now, who is directing? Maya is directing. Jaise agar hum koi movie dekhte hain, right? Aur uske baad ye scene aata hai. Par jo director hai jisne movie banaya hai, aur hum log surprise, I don't know, I'm sure all of us must have seen that suspense movies, right? Pata nahi chalega yaar aage kya hoga. Are baap re, main soch raha tha ye, he is the murderer. Isne khoon kiya hai. Par yaar baad mein ye nikalta hai, like, you know, amazing. And then, you know, when you are going to see that movie, अरे बोलना मत क्या suspense है यार, नहीं तो पूरा मेरा पैसा waste चला जाएगा यार. So like that, here, ये drama में, we wonder कि यार इसके बाद क्या होगा. But the Maya Devi knows what you are going to do, and we feel नहीं मैं कर रहा हूँ ये चीज़. Maya is a puppeteer, and we are the puppet. We all have seen the puppet show, and we see that, like, you know, ये कैसे हो रहा है. The excellent puppeteer, you see actually puppets are behaving. If a really genius puppeteer is there, now you actually start believing that, wow, this puppet is doing so great, like, you know, this puppet is moving his hand, or like you know doing this so wonderfully. But is actually there is a Maya there. There is an invisible string which is pulling, and that person is doing that particular thing. So we are all dictated by Maya, and that very wonderful script is written. What is going to happen and what we are going to do if given this particular thing. And then Krishna also has written a script. Now the choice is on us, which script we want to follow. So choice is on us. If you are ready to follow the script of Krishna, then we will be blissful. We'll get that real joy that we are looking for. And that is why you may wonder that, you know, how can I follow the Krishna scripts? That's why the devotees are so merciful. Even though you don't want Krishna, they will come and give you Krishna. The beautiful story of Ramanujacharya, amazing story that really amazes me, that beautiful story of Dhanurdas. Now this person, well built, there was a procession of going on of Ranganath Utsav Murthy, and this person, while this whole thing is going on, there is one prostitute, because there is nothing wrong being, the prostitute also used to come for, like, you know, seeing the Lord when the processions are going on. So in the earlier days, it's not that, like, you know, this is like that, on, like, you know, they also had a place in that society for whatever reason, right? Now this person was so enamored by this prostitute that in that procession was happening in the afternoon, and there was a scorching heat, there was a sun. So this person goes and holds the umbrella for this prostitute and constantly looking at her eyes. And the procession was going by, and Ramanujacharya saw that this person, when the procession of the Lord is going on, rather than looking at the Lord, this person is continuously looking at this prostitute. So then Ramanuja comes and tells this person, what are you doing? Lord is passing by and you are looking at this lady like this. He said, my dear sir, I have not seen anything beautiful than her eyes. So Ramanujacharya, being so merciful, he did not chastise him. You know, what did he say? He said that if I show you something more beautiful than this, then will you accept it? And he was so convinced that there is no such thing exists in this world. He said, yeah, sure. Then he said, okay, come today evening to Ranganath temple, and I'll show you something more beautiful than this. And then at that time, this person comes, and Ramanuja holds the ghee lamp and shows the darshan of Ranganath, and specifically the eyes of Ranganath, he shows to this person. And this person was so mesmerized by looking at Ranganath, and tears started falling from his eyes, and the love of God had awakened in his heart. So can you imagine? The devotee of the Lord is so merciful. This person has no qualification whatsoever. Just because Ramanujacharya felt that, why is he wasting his life like this? And he got the mercy of the Lord. So this is amazing. And then once you are given the process of Krishna consciousness, and if you want to follow the script of Krishna, what we need to do? We need to follow sadhana, we need to follow sadachar, and we need to follow siddhant. And when we do that, when we lead our life based on sadhana, siddhant, and sadachar, we are actually following the script written by Lord Krishna. And then Lord Krishna himself gives a solution of how to control the mind and how to cleanse the mind. He says, by suitable practice and proper detachment, you can do this. And who further elaborated this instruction or this wonderful suggestion given by Lord Krishna? Who elaborated so well that we can completely understand and can digest this? Is by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave that Shiksha Astakam by which we know how to clean our mind, and by which once we clean our mind, we can remove all these six colors. And when we have that crystal clear water, and when we have that crystal clear mind, then we can invite the Lord to sit in our heart, because the place is very clean. That is why the first verse starts with Cheto Darpana Marjanam. By cleansing the mirror, if the mirror is dusty, right? How can you see yourself? But once you clean the mirror of heart, clean the mirror of mind, then you can see yourself. And not just that you see yourself, but you also see your relationship with the Lord Shri Krishna as well. You will understand what is your relationship with the Lord. It is nothing but Jivere Swaroop Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. And that is why the first five verses, I know we are running out of time. So I humbly request that go home and read these verses. I know we recite every day in the temple, but recite it again with that intention, because intention is very important. Many a times we read, we do so many things, but if you do not put our intention that I really want to understand my Lord, and then the Lord will reveal to you the same thing that you have read hundreds of times. But when you really pray to the Lord with that sincere heart, and say that, my Lord, please help me understand this. And you will see the miracles happening. And you will understand that. So first five verse actually talks about the sadhana bhakti. The next two verses talks about the bhava bhakti. And the last verse is nothing but the epitome of prema. That the love or the Krishna prema. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments from my senior God brothers, if I have spoken anything beyond my realization, which I did, so please forgive me. But if there are any correction, then please do. If there are any questions or comments, then also please welcome. There are none? Then thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.